Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl walk. It makes it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain really does love it. The back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for just 16 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized, Psalm 130. In season 4 of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to explore the truth that we are forgiven and free. Lace up and let's go. Okay, let's soak in Psalm 130, verse 6, a little longer today. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. I love that picture. For these watchmen, the night had been long. The watchmen have been alert, and now they're leaning toward the horizon, ready for the first light. That's how we need to be with our Bibles. So let's ask the question I didn't answer yesterday. Do I really need to have my Bible time in the morning? The answer is technically no. There isn't a command that says thou shalt read before breakfast. But if you trace the rhythm of Scripture, you'll notice something. Morning is God's favorite meeting time. Psalm 5:3 says, in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly. Psalm 143:8, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love. Even Jesus modeled it. Mark 1:35 tells us, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Now, morning isn't about rules. It's about rhythm. It's about meeting God before the noise begins, before your mind fills with lists, before the world tells you who you are. Now, don't turn this into pressure. If you're in a season where mornings are chaos, toddlers, alarms, carpool lines, keep it simple. If all you have is 5 minutes, though, open a psalm, read it slowly. Keep a devotional or a verse card by the coffee pot. Leave your Bible open on the kitchen table and read a line aloud at breakfast, kids and all. Start where you are, but start your day with the Word. Because morning time with God, it sets your soul like a compass. It points you toward hope before you step into the day's demands. It reminds you, just like the watchman waiting for the dawn, that light always comes. My own days are different when they start with Jesus and the Word. I have a kick in my step. I look people in the eyes. I really see them. My time seems to be expanded. I'm not overwhelmed. There really is a very tangible benefit to time in the Word. It doesn't mean the day will be easy or I get a buy on in this world you will have trouble. It just means I'm equipped for whatever comes my way. I'm twisted into, bound to God and His Word, just like I'm supposed to be. Maybe just consider that morning time should be Bible time, but with great big dollops of grace. So as you walk today, think about this. When the sun rises tomorrow, let it find you waiting, not scrolling, not rushing, but listening, because that's where mercy meets you. Today, stack Psalm 130 verses 1 through 6 together. Happy walking, friend. Hey, before you go, I'd love to see your Holy Girl walk. Snap a photo of your walking trail, your walking shoes, your favorite walking buddy, especially if it has a tail. Tag me, Dana Gresh, on Instagram or Facebook. Share your walk with us. I'm posting there every day with little reminders and encouragement to keep you motivated and moving. Let's just stay connected as we memorize, meditate, and walk out God's truth together.